Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. After Robert Cremo III was sentenced today to life in prison with no possible parole for the 2022 July 4th parade massacre, a lawyer for one of the victims' families said that he expects civil lawsuits to follow. Seven people were killed in the massacre, 50 others injured. President Trump at the White House saying the U.S. and China are talking every day about trade and tariffs, but China is publicly calling it fake news. A reporter asked President Trump about the report today showing sales of existing homes in March were the lowest since 2009.
No, they had very good numbers on housing today, extremely good numbers, and that's despite interest rates because, you know, if you look at what happened, everyone said, oh, I said I was going to get prices down. I did.
The housing report is a regular one from the National Association of Realtors. On Wall Street, tech stocks boosted all the indexes, the Dow over 400 points. This is ABC News. Growing danger.
In the past week, over 50 dead and dying dolphins have been found off the coast of Los Angeles County. 16 more on Sunday alone in San Diego County. A toxic algae bloom fueled by January's wildfire runoff is growing increasingly deadly. John Warner is a CEO of the Marine Mammal Care Center here in LA.
It's the worst we've ever seen here in Southern California.
Whales have also died. Experts say the algae bloom is so big in the water from Southern to Central California that the problem is not going away soon. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
New Jersey officials saying a wildfire in Ocean County could grow to be the state's largest in 20 years. Firefighters say they're making progress on the suspected cause. Law enforcers saying they've arrested a 19-year-old man who they say lit a bonfire and then left the area. So many want to file past Pope Francis's casket. St. Peter's Basilica stays open overnight. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Got a fender bender? Don't let your insurance company steer you in the wrong direction. You get to choose where your vehicle is repaired. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green, where craftsmanship meets value with a reputation for award-winning work and rates that make sense. Classic Auto Body delivers repairs you can trust. Call 588-7399 or stop by on Highway 14 in Spring Green. That's Classic Auto Body, home of the legendary Ring Brothers. Your car deserves the best.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
This evening, lows in the mid-40s with northeast winds 5 to 10, cloudy otherwise with some rain returning after midnight. Friday showers end by late morning, and then highs in the mid-50s, north winds 10 to 20. Friday night, look for lows in the mid-30s and mostly clear, and Saturday sunny, highs of 63. Winds are out of the east at 2, and it is 60 degrees.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
100.9 WRCO.
There's a story about a girl I used to know. She was living free to chase her dreams, a fearless soul. Till the door swung open to the world out there. Social feeds, likes on a screen she can't compare.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Plans over again. up on my boots, pour coffee in my coffee cup. Got a 12-hour shift that I'm staring down. Loan at the bank for a piece of ground, and it's due. I do it all for you. Sometimes I we'll
gets just stronger. Stronger Roots.
Roots by the Zac Brown Band. Ty Gregory before that, Easy Loving You. I'm loving the Brewers score right now. In the bottom of the fifth inning, the Brewers holding a 5-2 lead over the Giants. And so hopefully they can get the win today and come away with a tied series at 2 apiece. But they got to close it out. You can hear the game right now on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7.
There were many school referendums this spring. And in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that. And they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools. But those funds are not getting to our schools. And we should be asking why. 2/3 of school funding used to be from the state. But that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Market declines, inflation, political turmoil, today's headlines can be scary. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Kevin Bartles. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to prepare for the long term. We provide the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Call us at 608-647-8889 to schedule an appointment. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors, including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovations' salon-quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Gotham, in the Log Building.
100.9 WRCO.
When I was just just 18 years old. I left my roots in San Antonio and I headed out down the road on my own. Waited tables in New Orleans, bummed a ride to the Keys, spent a year in Arizona on my way.
Kiss me in the dark, roll me through the night, hold me like let me go. Help me with your heart, tell the morning light. Let your skin talk to my soul. Kiss me in the dark. Kiss me in the dark.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. After Robert Cremo III was sentenced today to life in prison with no possible parole for the 2022 July 4th parade massacre, a lawyer for one of the victims' families said that he expects civil lawsuits to follow. Seven people were killed in the massacre, 50 others injured. President Trump at the White House saying the U.S. and China are talking every day about trade and tariffs, but China is publicly calling it fake news. A reporter asked President Trump about the report today showing sales of existing homes in March were the lowest since 2009.
No, they had very good numbers on housing today, extremely good numbers. And that's despite interest rates, because, you know, if you look at what happened, everyone said, oh, I said I was going to get prices down. I did.
The housing report is a regular one from the National Association of Realtors. On Wall Street, tech stocks boosted all the indexes, the Dow over 400 points. This is ABC News.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Richland Center High School golf team is getting set for the bulk of its action. I talked to Coach Mike Davis about the team's personnel this year.
You know, I got around 20 to 22 kids out. It just kind of depends on the day, you know. We got a really, really young team. I don't have a ton of experience back. I got a lot of younger kids, you know, trying it out. And, you know, it's a year to just work on skills and to rebuild a bit, you know, and just kind of try and find out what we got.
Richland Center golf coach Mike Davis. His team is playing in a JV tournament today. Steve McMichael, a star defensive tackle on the Bears' famed 85 Super Bowl championship team, has died following a battle with ALS. He was 67. He first disclosed the disease in 2021. All systems are go for the NFL draft tonight in Green Bay. The doors are open. The first pick will be made at 7 o'clock tonight. The NFL says it has hired about 2,200 Wisconsin workers to make sure the event is a success over the next 3 days. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Tonight, look for temperatures to cool down to the mid-40s with northeast winds of 5 to 10, cloudy skies, and rain returning around midnight. For Friday, showers will come to an end by late morning. Highs in the mid-50s, north winds 10 to 20. Friday night, lows in the mid-30s and mostly clear. And then Saturday, sunny, highs of 63. It's a cloudy 60 degrees, and we've seen about 0.6 inch of rain. The barometer is down to 30.15 as it falls. Winds out of the west at 3. Again, it is 60 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Thank you.
to chase. Cornfields, mama's kitchen, sense floating away from the banks of a river. Then it's Sunday dinner on the ground. Just a handful of down home everyday folks. Up and at 'em when the rooster crows. We take a lot of pride in the simple life.
A dollar in your your pocket
and a smile on your face.
And every little thing's gonna be okay.
You know it don't take a lot
if you count what you got. If you got love, you're living the good life.
Spinning my wheels, I need to find a place where my heart can go to heal. I need to get there pretty quick. Hey mister, what you got out on that lot? You can sell me at a pinch. Maybe one of them souped up muscle cars, kind of makes you think you're stronger than you are. Color don't matter, no, I don't need leather seats. All that really concerns me is speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 0 to 60. Old truck, 'cause it makes me think of her, and that just slows me up. See, it's the first place we made love, where we used to sit and talk on the tailgate all night long. But now she's gone, and I need to move on. So give me speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 16, and then I run her memory. Yeah, what I really need is an open road and a whole lot of speed. Throw me them keys so I can put some miles between us. Tear off that rear view mirror, there's nothing left. Let me lean on that gas, all she catches up fast. So give me speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 0 to 60.
Montgomery Gentry with Speed. Going on right now, it started earlier this hour, the Boaz Lions Club Scholarship Pancake Supper is being served until 7. Now, cost for the supper, $10 for adults, $5 for children, 5 to 10, and free for children under 5. And at the same time, don't miss the event sign bake sale.
But right now, it's time for the Paul Harvey program, which is sponsored today by Utter Brothers Creamery, combining a love for quality and a passion for community, creating a welcoming spot for family and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. Rose really wanted a baby girl. She already had three sons and was pregnant again. Surely this would be her last child, so she did not want a boy. The doctor, for some reason, seemed certain Rose would get her wish. I guarantee it's going to be a girl, he said. That was the happy assurance Rose had waited for. With her due date 2 weeks away, she went home, painted the nursery pink. Then she bought a pink crib, pink blankets, and tiny pink sweaters. She even made a little bow for the infant's hair with pink ribbon. But still, Rose was dissatisfied that she had changed her luck. So, considering all three of her boys had been born at home in Rose's bedroom, she arranged to have this child born in a hospital. And it was. Although something had gone wrong with the doctor's crystal ball and Rose's positive pink thinking. And once again, only now in a hospital delivery room, she was to hear the familiar words, "It's a boy." Well, Rose bravely accepted her destiny to be the mother of sons, and she named this new one Joey. The youngest by 5 years, he grew up normally, seemed in many ways like his older brothers. But by the age of 11, it was clear that Joey was different. Whereas John and Bobby and Frank were big, strapping boys, aggressive, keen on sports, little Joey seemed just to have stopped growing. As the months and years went by, this littlest one sought to emulate his athletically talented brothers. They were everything he wanted to be. So, since the older boys had already proved themselves in team competition, little Joey was determined to do so as well. But in tryouts, well, he was sometimes passed over because he was too small. Playing baseball, his favorite sport, he was distinguished mostly for his narrow strike zone. Joey was least successful in football. One day when his team's quarterback got hurt, little Joey inherited the position, but he could barely see over the other boys on the line, and consequently he had no idea where his receivers were. Entering high school, this runt of the family weighed less than 100 pounds and stood shy of 5 feet tall. He did his best, but by sophomore year, this competition with his brothers was becoming too much for him, so he asked his coach if he could quit the football team. Well, Coach Ross could see what was going on here, and he said, "Look, why don't you stay on a while? Even if you don't play, at least you'll be involved, and who can tell? All you have to do is grow, and you just might develop into a pretty good football player someday." Well, little Joey stayed on the team. But that was the last encouragement he was to receive from Coach Ross. All that year, he got only one chance to play, and that solitary performance was far from spectacular. Who might then have guessed that the boy who, according to his mother's hopes, was supposed to have been a girl, the runt in a family of tall, powerful athletes, that he, by his senior year in high school, would fill out to 175 pounds and grow to more than 6 feet tall. You see, little Joey, the boy too short for sports, the high school football player least likely to succeed, why, he became a Super Bowl success. The record-shattering quarterback the Pro Football Hall of Fame remembers as Joe Namath. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks. You know, like us.
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines now through June 2nd.
Saving bucks is easy. You just have to get in the seat.
Conditions apply.
Visit Slama Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston, or Reedsburg today. Or you can find them online at slamaequipment.com.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things.
You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month. It's also a chance to talk about how underage drinking affects the growing brain. Teens who drink face a higher risk of depression, memory loss, and addiction later in life. Knowledge is prevention. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Race fans, get ready.
The Hub City Spring Opener is bringing 2 days of nonstop action to the Richland County Fairground.
Richland County Fairground.
Friday, May 9th. Saturday, May 10th.
Friday night, the Test and Tune Truck and Tractor Pull kicks off at 6 p.m., the earliest pull of the season. No paybacks, just pure power.
Saturday,
it's racing for everyone.
ATVs, dirt bikes, trucks, UTVs, if it rolls, it races.
Plus, the Spring Opener Show and Shine Truck Show featuring a girls-only showdown. Racing, pulling, food and drinks. One epic weekend. Don't miss it. Check out HubCityDirtDrags.com for more information.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
100.9 WRCO. We were so free, doing anything, just let go. We were rock stars without the guitar. Tan lines, really thought it was love.
I don't know when I'm stuck to Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on. That train keeps rolling on down the San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy. Don't you ever play them guns, but I shot a man. Cigars, well, I knew I had it coming. I knew I can't be free. Them people keep on moving. That's what tortures me.
Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Better-than-expected quarterly profits reports helped boost Wall Street's major indexes. They included ServiceNow, the artificial intelligence company, and Southwest Airlines. A 19-year-old from New Jersey facing an arson charge for the wildfire burning in the southern part of the state. Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer.
We used some investigative techniques that I don't necessarily want to disclose at this time, but some technological advances, I can say publicly, that we were able to place him at the scene, and we have some witness statements that corroborate that.
Federal judge today issuing a preliminary injunction blocking the proof of citizenship requirement before registering to vote pending legal challenges. Scheduled to be executed tonight in Alabama by lethal injection after dropping his appeals, James Osgood, 55, saying he's guilty of raping and murdering a woman, and he doesn't want to keep wasting everybody's time and money. This is ABC News. New developments in the Long Island.